Hey there, how are you doing? My name is Vintage. I'm a freelancer, a podcast host, and a poet. And this is the very first episode on the Vintage Handle podcast. This is not actually my very first podcast. I actually got into podcasting in 2020. When we were all on the lockdown and I kind of had a lot of time on my hands, school was out of session and we didn't even know when it would resume. So it was an indefinite strike that ran on for about a year, right? And within that time, I tried a couple of things, lost interest, started again, lost interest. But with podcasting, it was different. Now, at the time, I didn't know anyone that was into podcasting. I didn't even know what podcasting was the first time I heard the word. But someone told me it was fun, it was easy, it could help pass the time. And I did like a 1 minute research and I said, you know what, let's just go for it. And it started out like a dare. I said I wasn't going to be able to do it. I didn't have the research. I didn't have a microphone. Honestly, I didn't have anything. I wasn't prepared in any way to actually create standard content, but I started it anyway. And so the first day that I did it was around 8 p.m. at night, and I had found Anchor on one of my Google searches. And honestly, I have to say that Anchor has been a massive help because it did all the work for me, and all I had to do really was just talk. Now, I found the app and I created an account, and I didn't even know what the hell I was going to say on the episode. I just clicked on the microphone, clicked on start recording, and I just started talking. Honestly, I kind of explained the whole situation in my very first episode. You can find that down if you scroll, if you have the time. And, you know, I guess that would be fun, kind of like an introduction before you start up in this new phase that I'm trying to start. So I went away for over a year, and within all that time, I'd like to come back to tell you that I've been doing research, I've been trying to get better, been saving up money to buy better equipment, and just preparing myself in this grand way for a big comeback. But that's not the fact, that's not the case. When I left podcasting, when I just stopped, you know, it was one Thursday and I was very ready to create content and rushed content like I've been doing over the weeks. But after the first trial, the second, the third, and I wasn't quite getting what I liked. I remember I was very, very frustrated that day. My mood was very sour and everyone in the house just kind of noticed. Yeah, I went to bed early. I think I didn't even have dinner that night. I was just generally sad to think that I had started this big thing that I was already making plans in my head for. I was going to be big podcasting 2 years from now. I'd graduate from school. I'd be famous for podcasting in school, and then I'll get gigs and make money. I was making all these plans in my head. Why? Because when I started enjoying it, I just kind of made a grand picture in my head that it was going to continue that way. But it didn't. It became a chore. It became a headache. It became a lot of rush and pressure. And I don't work well under pressure. I learned that the hard way. And so I started getting moody. I started getting upset with myself after I tried one recording 5 times and it still wasn't good. So that particular Thursday, I had done about 3 trials or 4 trials. And I just turned up my phone. I turned off my phone and I said, you know, I'm not going to do this again. I don't want to. And I was very sad. But that wasn't an excuse for me to not make a content the next week. But I just said to myself, I stopped. Why push it again? You know, so that was how I stopped. Now, me stopping that way meant I was in no way encouraged to put in effort or to even think about a comeback at that time. I simply just wanted to forget everything about podcasting, move on with my life, find another way to make money, graduate from law school, and just become an adult, have babies, and get married. That was it. That was it for me. So I wasn't planning about a comeback. I wasn't planning about strategies. I wasn't planning on saving money to get equipment. I was in no way thinking about all of that. Like, I was done with podcasting. Well, a couple of months after I decided that I wasn't going to even think about anything that had to do with podcasting, you know, I started coming across several people sharing the links, posting snippets of their podcast episodes. And I can't lie, it absolutely got to me. I found myself missing podcasting so much. Mind you, at the time I was doing a talk show on Instagram with a couple of friends that ran for about few episodes actually, because we weren't very consistent. A talk show that was on Instagram took a lot of effort to perfect, because there is a lot of standard that we had to meet on Instagram. So we just kind of like stopped after a while, and Asus Strike also contributed to all of that. So, you know, that like withered away, and I found that my missing podcasting kind of just like grew. And I was asking myself, why did you ever stop this fine ass niche that you found? But if I was being honest with myself, I knew the answer to that. I knew that I was ill prepared. I knew that I didn't put in as much effort that I should have. And I knew there were things that I could do to help make it better, if at all I was going to ever try. But I procrastinated for months and months on end, and it took me over a year to finally make up my mind to get back into this. And that decision wasn't easy either. It came with a lot of questions, it came with a lot of dilemmas, headaches, and honestly, responsibilities. I decided that I was going to come back different. I didn't want to continue with my content, I didn't want to continue with my name, I didn't want to continue with my graphics, I didn't want to continue with anything that was going to make me feel like I was just going back to something that I knew wasn't going to work, because I've already tried it and it didn't work. So I had tough questions to ask myself, and I had a lot of time to answer it. And right now I'm talking on this very first episode, I kind of feel confident that I know where this new rebranded channel is headed. And at least I feel like I'm trying to make something out of it. I have a message that I'm trying to pass, and you better watch out, because I have tons of ideas that I've actually jotted down this time, and I'm not going unscripted anymore, and I'm putting in the effort. So I have high hopes. All I've done since past couple of months is just plan, script, procrastinate as well, because I can't leave that out. I would have started this podcast months ago. When I say months, I mean months, because I actually missed it for a long time. I've been planning on getting back to it for like 6 months now. People have been asking me, are you ever going to go back? You know, would you ever actually consider it? Because I talk big, but I never actually follow through. And I told them, of course I am, but I never put in the work. And time just keeps going. I get busy, I have to do something else, and I lose interest, I lose focus, and I just forget. But this time around, I've had a whole month on my hand to do nothing. I have had no lectures, no school, because we're on strike right now, indefinite strike, because we don't actually know when we're going to resume. And just like before, I don't have an excuse anymore. I have the time, and I kind of had the resources. So I'm starting to put in the effort, to put in the work. And this time, fingers crossed, is not going to end up the way it ended up the first time, because I'm doing a lot here. Like, I'm trying to think ahead, plan ahead, and strategize. I know this channel is still very much in transition. Going from the Vintage Heart to the Vintage Handle podcast is going to take a while. I tried as much as I could to keep the vintage in both the names, because, you know, I always knew what I wanted, and vintage is always part of that. So I might try to make an episode to explain the whole vintage name, or maybe not, maybe it's not necessary. I just like the name, there's not much story behind it. But what I'm trying to do right now is to create a more focused content around my niche. I'm trying to talk about all things vintage. What is not so new? That's my new tagline, and I'm trying to create content around that tagline. So basically anything that falls into that category is going to be considered this podcast. So I try to make as much room to make sure that I never run out of topics to talk about. That's it for today, guys. Thank you very much for staying to the very end.
I just needed to make a little brief introduction to make sure that you have an idea of what's coming your way, because it's a lot, trust me. So till next week, just once a week, every Thursday, please make the time, it's about 50 to 30 minutes of your time. I would really appreciate it, and I try to make it worth your while. All right, see you next week. Be safe. This is me signing off. Bye.